questions left over. Venerable Ajahn, can you please explain why the Ajahn holds a fan in front of him during the taking of refuges? Thank you. So that's in some monasteries. Very rarely do we do that here. But there is... Maybe Katina is the only time. But even then, it's oftentimes that's during the Katina chant as opposed to the...
People are looking at the sides of us. Look, we're just hiding from each other.
Right, right. You're hiding so you can have the chanting behind the fan.
Put the chanting on the background.
Anyway, the... in traditional or classical Theravada countries, when an Ajahn is giving refuges and precepts, and also it used to be even giving a Dhamma talk. The purpose of using a fan, oftentimes there's a symbol or a little Dhamma saying on those fans. They're ceremonial fans. And a lot of it, as I understand it, is that those were ways of keeping the position of the elder impersonal, so that the person was a representative of the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, was a representative of the religion rather than, say, an individual, a personality who was either giving a talk or... And similar with the, the Prittas... Pritta chanting would often be that as well. So certainly the funeral ceremonies, like informal. Again, it's in Bangkok monasteries where there'd be the funeral chanting and they'll use the fan in front. So it's a lot of it is to keep it from personalizing the presence and encourage in the sense of as a representative of the religion or the Dhamma as opposed to any individual. That's how I understand it.